His message today is Amos, the Fall of Nations. He is a minor prophet and is all the years I've been knowing scriptures and stuff, I've never heard anybody talk about any of the minor prophets. So to get started, unlike other prophets before him, he was not the son of a prophet or priest. Scripture states that he was a herdsman and worked with sycamore fruit. Amos 1:1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. Amos 7:14-15, then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son. I don't know why I keep forgetting to put these things on. But I was a herdsman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. Verse 15, and Yahweh took me as I followed the flock. And Yahweh said to me, go prophesy unto my people Israel. Now, whether he was the owner or hired hand, it's not known. Based on the information found in his prophecy, it can be concluded that he was a learned man, even though both Judah and Israel are referenced. This prophecy is primarily directed to Israel, or otherwise known 10 northern tribes. As their affluence grew, did their acceptance of some scholars, special emphasis is given to the city of Bethel, as this was the place where Israel's main sanctuary was located, along with its upper echelons. It's mentioned 7 times in Amos prophecy. Amos 1:5. I will break also the bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitant from the plain of Avon, and him that holds the scepter from the house of Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into captivity under Kir, says Yahweh. Now Amos 3:14. In that day I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him. I will visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. Amos 4:4, come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgressions and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes every 3 years. Amos 5:5-5:6, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity. Bethel shall come to naught. Verse 6, seek Yahweh, and you shall live, lest he break out like a fire in the house of Joseph and devour it in Bethel. Amos 7:10-13, then Amaziah, the priest of the Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. Verse 13, but prophesy not again anymore at Bethel. Prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel and it's the king's court. As a result of this rebellion, Amos prophesied of their imminent destruction, which he would carry out by the Assyrians in 22 BCE through 721 BCE. In addition to Amos's message of judgment, he also delivers a message of hope. Thereof, and I will set it up, Amos 9:12, that they possess the remnant of Amos 9:11-15. In that day will I rise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will rise up the ruins, and I will build it as the days of old. Psalms 89:3-4. I have made a covenant with my kingdom, with my chosen. I have sworn by David, my servant. Acts 15:16. After this, I will return and will rebuild again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins and of all the heathen which are called by my name, says Yahweh that does this. Acts 15:17-18, that the residual men might seek after Yahweh, and all Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says Yahweh, who does all these things. 18, known unto Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. Amos 9:13-14. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt. Verse 14, and I will bring again captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat of the fruit of them. Isaiah 58:12. And they shall be of you, shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the reaper, repairer of the breach, the restorer of past to dwell in. Isaiah 61:4. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Jeremiah 31:5. You shall yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Amos 9:15. And I will plant them upon the land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says Yahweh your Father. This book offers a lesson as to what happens when a nation becomes wealthy, prosperous, sinful, and immorality follow. This has been the pattern of many great past nations and civilizations. This book also reveals Yahweh's compassion and dependability for those nations that repent, including pagan. He is faithful to offer his deliverance and blessings. Amos 1:5. Verse that goes along with that is Hosea 10:5. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because the calves of Beth-Aven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoice over it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. This has to do with Amos 2:1-6. Genesis 37:28. Then there passed it by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph to Egypt. Matthew 26:15. And said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with them for 30 pieces of silver. I know what I'm supposed to be. Genesis 5:22. And Enoch walked with Yahweh after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6:14-15. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? Verse 15. And what concord has Messiah with Baal? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? Numbers 10:5. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. Josiah 6:5. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast on the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Amos 3:6, evil in the city. Yahweh does not create evil. The word evil is the Hebrew Ra, and we know somebody who worships Ra, and can also mean disturbance, adversity, affliction. By allowing adverse circumstances to try the heart, he can see the true essence of a person. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to Yahweh our Father, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Isaiah 44:26. That confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsels of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, and the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Mark 13:23. But take you heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. He is talking about all the destruction, all the sins that caused the destruction, all the sins that carried the people of Israel away, all the sins that had destroyed nations before Israel was destroyed and taken away. Leviticus 2:11. No meat offering which you shall bring unto Yahweh shall be made with leaven, for you shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, or any offering of Yahweh made of fire. Verse 4 in Amos is likely to refer to the reforms of Jeroboam. Proper worship can be conformed to man's will. When such activity occurs, sin is the result. Men think too much. Instead of thinking the right way, they try to think of some other way to get by a little bit easier with. Amos 5:27. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, says Yahweh, whose name is the Father of Hosts. Isaiah 6:13. But yet in all shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Deuteronomy 29:18. These are all verses that cover Amos's chapters and verses. Deuteronomy 29:18. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away this day from Yahweh Elohim, to go and serve the mighty ones of these nations, lest there shall be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. Acts 8:23, for I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Hosea 4:4, yet let no man strive nor reprove another for your people as they that strive with the priest. Isaiah 45:9, woe unto him that strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall clay say to him that fashioned it, what make you, or what your work? He has no hands. 2 Peter 3:12, looking for and hasting unto the coming of day of Yahweh, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. A note on Amos 5:18. You that desire the day of Yahweh, we are not to desire or long for the time that will usher in the Messiah's second coming, as this will be a time of great distress and suffering. Revelation 1:10, Yahweh's day. This phrase has been incorrectly applied to a weekly day of worship, calling Sabbath Yahweh's day, or first day church calling Sunday Sabbath Yahweh's day. According 20 times in scriptures, the phrase refers to the Messiah's return at the final trumpet. In Joel 2:1, Amos 5:18, Zephaniah 1:11-15, and 17, Zechariah 14:1, Acts 2:20, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 2 Thessalonians 2:2-3. Isaiah 1:14, your new moons and your appointed feast my soul hates. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. Now, he's not talking about believers or people that believe in him. He's talking about others. This is the start of their sinning and everything else. They're tired of it. Hosea 2:11. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. Revelation 1:10. I was in the Spirit on Yahweh's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. Acts 7:42-43. Verse 42, then Yahweh turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? They were in the wilderness 40 years, so they would have had to start offering the sacrifices around Mount Sinai whenever they built their tabernacle and traveled 40 more years. 1 Samuel 31:12. All the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. Isaiah 28:17. Judgment will I also lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. There's no hiding place, people. No place you can hide. He knows it all. Leviticus 23:23. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, I can't leave it at that. So in verse 24, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of the trumpets, a holy convocation. Note on verse 5, because new moon is not a Sabbath or holy day, this is likely a reference to the Feast of Trumpets, which occurred on the first day of the seventh month, a new moon, which sets up the date for the Feast of Tabernacles to come. Isaiah 5:13, therefore my people have gone into captivity because have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you also forgotten the law of your Elohim. I will also forget your children. So if you sin against him, your seed is considered part of him. And unless they repent real heavy and follow his word, your seed don't have a chance either. A note on Amos 8:11. I will send a famine in the land. This is not a famine of food, but of hearing of word. This prophecy is likely dual with the first application belonging to Amos on ministry, which is Amos 7:12. Amaziah told him, O you seer, go flee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy. The second application would apply to the end of days. When the earth, this earth will see a universal rebellion and refusal to hear Yahweh's word. Daniel 12:4, but you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That's the time that Yeshua returns. Daniel is not allowed to let us know what is going on. It's up to us to gain the knowledge for ourselves, that we might know something is coming when it's on its way. First Kings 18:19-20. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel was within the territory of the tribe of Asher. This location is most well known for Elijah's victory over the prophets of Baal. Remember out of the scriptures. Psalms 89:3-4. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Your seed will I establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Acts 15:17 through 18, that the residue of men might seek after Yahweh and all Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, says Yahweh, who does all these things. Know unto Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. Reasons for which nations were destroyed, Revelation 14:8, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of wrath of her fornication. Revelation 18:17, for in 1 hour this city, the center of the world commerce, will be destroyed quickly, perhaps by nuclear weapons. Yeah, Scripture talks about stuff that they knew nothing about, but yet they knew. In more modern terms, who does all this sound like to you? The UK has lost most of its power when they opted out of the EU. In Mexico, I don't think so. Canada, I doubt it. Israel, iffy and maybe. Even though if they are, it would be by the Arabic nations. Really gives you something to think about in these times. Or was 9/11/01 to prove a point? I was trying to find some extra information I had on my phone, but there's no internet out here. But part of it starts off as Yahweh is very clear in his word that he deals with people, comma, individuals, comma, or as groups, cities, nations, and so forth. According to how, I hand wrote this so it's hard to read. According to how they honor or refuse to honor him. Brothers and sisters, right now we live in a nation that has taken God, Yahweh, out of schools, out of the government, out of every place they can think of. So, be prepared. The scriptures tell us that Yahweh pronounced judgment on quite a few cities and nations that had... Okay. For instance, the very first judgment, Genesis. First judgment was brought on Adam and Eve. Why? They just lied. Uh-oh. That's one against us. Not believers, but one against our nation. Entire human race by virtue of our connection to them when they chose to sin against Yah. The second one, Yah judged the entire human race living at the time with a worldwide flood. Why? Again, it was due to humanity's rebellion against him. And it goes on and on and on. Israel, same thing. They refused to acknowledge Yahweh. They sinned. They rebelled. Everything they done. They were sent into exile. Israel was destroyed. Then they returned from Babylon to rebuild. Not long after that, Babylon's destroyed. The Greek nations have been destroyed. Egypt's been destroyed. Ethiopia's been destroyed. Nation after nation after nation has been destroyed because they do not accept Yah, Yah's word, Yah's truth. More recently, I think it's in the 19th century, Japan was destroyed. And Russia, after that, has fell completely apart. They've had to change their ways. But yet, still, most of these nations are just like us. Our people do not accept the laws of Yahweh. So what's going to come, I have not yet, and I'll ask Elder John this, is there anything in the scriptures that says the United States is going to survive this?
There's portions in Revelation that suggest that we are that nation of which it speaks. Yahweh for sure is an Elohim of recompense. He's going to be quite, he's not overlooking sin.
No. As far as what I know and what I've read, we're not even mentioned that much. After a certain few verses, it's over. So we need to stick to the scriptures, stick to Yahweh's voice and words, understand more about what's in the scriptures, so we will be prepared for what is coming. And brothers and sisters, I don't think it's going to be long.